Good afternoon. How are you, Daniel?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time. Firstly, how's the homeschooling going? Because I'm struggling.
I'm glad it's the weekend.
Yes, I agree. Touche. All right, let's get into a few sporting topics. First of which, the NRL, it seems over the last couple of days, maybe even over the last week, some players have been told that, you know, their services are no longer required next year. You're able to go and look at other clubs. Other players are moving clubs and then moving clubs at the end of the year. Is this a good thing for the game?
I'm not sure. I don't know about players who have just been shipped around, and then like Tevita Pangai Jr., for instance, he's one that he's up in Brisbane, now he's going to Penrith, and then apparently next season he's going to Bulldogs. It's like, it's getting along the lines of like an NBA type situation where they're just moving around willy-nilly. I'm not sure it's a great thing, but at the moment the rules allow for it, so yeah, it's fair enough that the teams are doing it.
Well, Xavier Coates to Melbourne, you know, any time that he wants to come back down to, well, Sunshine Coast at the moment, but yeah, if he wants to come to Melbourne, because it looks like he's not being selected in the side. But it's weird, because if you follow that particular player, and we all have our favourite players, so you mentioned there about Tevita Pangai Jr., he goes to Penrith and then goes, so do you follow him or do you follow the club now? It's weird.
Yeah, it is a bit weird. I'm of the opinion that, and we're lucky in Australia, we are very much of a, we follow the club,
yep,
kind of supportership. But over in the States, we've seen the way that those players move around, those superstars move around in the NBA, yep, for instance, very much of a younger generation. It is the kind of way of the younger generation to follow players rather than follow teams. And you know, that's just a little uncomfortable, because yeah, it's very much away from the traditional values, I find, of supporting sport, and that's to support a team and something that you're attached to for a very long time.
It's the same, I guess, with, you know, TV stations or your favourite artist in music, whatever it may be, you follow that particular, you know, if you're following, you know, and sit on Fox Sports, for instance, you'll sit on Fox Sports. You have that connection. So, yeah, I totally get it. Now, there's been a withdrawal in the Rugby League World Cup. Two big countries, Australia and New Zealand. That means that England's going to win it.
I don't think they'll have a World Cup, but if they do, probably England will win it. Yeah, it's a bit strange. I don't know why they're even contemplating having a Rugby League World Cup. It's not as if it's the lifeblood of the sport. Now, it's very good, and this is something that Rugby League should get their head around a bit better going forward, is the international game. But at the moment, it's like, oh, it's all about Australia, or it's all about England, it's all about New Zealand. They need six or seven teams to really be competing. And they've got the opportunity with some of the Pacific nations, like a Samoa or a Tonga or even a Fiji. If they can get the development practices right in those countries and get a lot of the NRL players who are attached to those particular nations to play for those nations, then the international game's in business. But yeah, without an Australia and New Zealand, I just simply can't see how they're going to have a World Cup.
Yeah, I've certainly lost interest, that's for sure. Adam Peacock from Fox Sports joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Let's turn our attention now to AFL. Rather than talk about the games, I thought about, you know, the succession plan that's been talked about over the last week or so in the Hawthorn Football Club. Alistair Clarkson and Sam Mitchell, I can understand the idea, the concept behind it, but surely that's going to leave a sour taste in Alistair Clarkson's mouth, because, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happens, you're no longer with us. But why would you stay there, apart from money?
It's a good point. Money, contract, it depends on the individual. Now, I personally can see why they're coming out now and saying it's fine, but at the moment a bit of heat goes on next season. Mm. They had three or four bad games, and then Mitchell's seen as, well, he's going to be here anyway, so he may as well guide us out of it. Then the question's just going to be, it's almost like a recurring theme,
yeah,
I think, for the next 12 months for Hawthorn. But that's the way they want to play it. They see it as the best way for their football club. It's a difficult, difficult path they're going to negotiate in the next 12 months, because it's going to keep on coming up, and it's going to be not a distraction, but an annoyance, I'd say. A big annoyance going forward. But hey, they knew what they were getting into when they made that decision. They wouldn't have. This is no shock to them,
no,
I dare say.
No, I think the last succession plan that worked was never, really, because they had the, Mick Malthouse and Nathan Buckley succession plan. Buckley, then there was a couple of others, and I just don't think they work. But I understand why they do it. I'm the same with you. And the Ollie Roos and the Matildas, how good is this?
Yeah, awesome. Awesome result. The Matildas expected. They beat New Zealand. And that was meant to be their best, easiest result of the pool. But the Argentina result for the Oli Roos was just one out of the box. That was superb. And it was a really good performance. It wasn't as if we got lucky. I mean, we got a little fortunate with a send-off, but I reckon even with 11 men, we were causing Argentina all kinds of problems and big chance to win the game. We went away with a 2-0 victory, and it's just made Australian football fans like myself feel really good about themselves last night. It was such an enjoyable watch. Oh, two nights to go now. I'm still basking in the glory, but tomorrow they play Spain. That's a huge task. Spain had a very, very good squad. A lot of their squad was involved in the European Championships just gone. So big task coming up for the Oli Roos, but a big, big result first up.
Let's enjoy it while we can. And just finally, Adam, the NBA has been run and won. The Milwaukee Bucks have walked away with the championship. No real surprise, I don't think. I mean, Phoenix Suns were good, but I think they were just a little bit better than the Bucks.
Yeah, and that matchup in the final, you'd say that the Bucks were the favourite option just against Phoenix, and they got it done. But they've got this superstar, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's from Greece, of Nigerian lineage. And, yeah, he's 6'11". He runs like the wind. I said before, I said on the back page earlier in the week, that the only problem he's got about his game is he's no good at free throws. Well, in the game six, he didn't miss from the free throw line, and it helped him so much. He had 50 points in the deciding game. Freakish athlete, amazing to watch, and well done, Milwaukee.
Yeah, very true. Although the LA Lakers, my side, got in at the first round, I think. But I'm glad that Milwaukee Bucks, because it's 50 years or something since their last championship.
Yeah.
So that's a feel-good story. You know, at the end of the day, you can have your glamour clubs like the Lakers, like whomever it may be, but, you know, get these feel-good stories, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, and that 50 years. I think it's fantastic. Adam, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Cheers. Thanks, Daniel. Have a good one.
You too. Adam Peacock there from Fox Sports joining us at Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.